It's like, now you booming though.
Walking like a penguin, the booty on turned bow, around.
That's what I'm saying. It was dwarf, not midget. It was another. You feel me?
Like 4 feet. Something.
So if you something. So if you wanted hit her in her head with your bag, you would have spoken to her.
Oh, he's destined.
I could have knocked over the joint.
Yeah. You alright? Come here. Pick her up. Come here. You alright? Let me take
put you
to
on my
chair.
Lap. Come here. You okay? You good? You alright? You good?
Kiss her.
Yo,
forehead.
I ain't gonna lie.
Kiss her.
Yo,
forehead.
You want my number?
Going to
Adam,
school,
my
right?
Bad. I'm
I
sorry.
You,
I
let right?
You. But you know what? I came here to save you.
Talking to my enemy, Gatorade. I know how to bottle energy. Headshot, remember me, from President Kennedy. I got shots for brothers, cousins, and your little mini me. I'm steady making history.
Nah.
What's your, how's your dwarf to you?
Nah, no, she was small, my nigga.
What's small to you?
What's small to me? I stand up your head by my shmee. What you mean?
She was shorter than me, right?
She was like, yeah, she's smaller than this nigga. How bundles was where that nigga ear was at?
So what happened?
Aye. So, you know, the G's was on his... I was on some real shit. I be spaced... No. I was spaced out. I was in my phone, right? And I fake look, like, in the corner of my eye real quick on some, like... Oh, I was like, get the fuck out of it. You feel me? Because she was mad light. Like, when it's get the lighter, the lighter, I'll be like, nah, I just leave it alone. Right?
Lighter?
Yeah.
What you mean, a light skin, caramel, dark skin?
Yeah, like,
shit?
Right, from your
what
complexion,
you?
From your complexion and lighter, I just be chilling.
Banana?
I be chilling. Banana. So when you get lighter, I be like, huh? But she, like, I felt like she was like, I don't know. So, I'm there, I'm like...
Y'all understand what he's saying?
Yeah, they understand. So, I'm there, like, and I'm fucking with my phone.
Right, right.
And it's the last stop. Shorty get up and walk to the shit. So, my shit mad low for some reason. I try to fix the music. So, when I'm fixing the music, I'm like, oh, nah. Like, her shit. Big. Like, I don't, like... I was looking like she, I wasn't really paying attention, so being her shit, blah, out. So we walking, and I'm like, yo, you a bitch ass nigga, bro. You ain't like that ass, you gonna just let her go with her little bunt? Like, come on, boy. So in my head, I'm like, trying to fake G myself, like, nigga, go try to scoop. So when I fake figure, like, all right, I'm gonna just go this way and just, just say some shit. I fake turn before I was about to even... turn towards her type shit, she just dead ass like, and I'm like, oh, nah. Not like attack or nothing like that, but like, I was about to wait for the, you know what I mean? Like, she just dead, just stopped everything and just zooped the other way. So I'm like.
Yeah, cause you probably looking mad creepy and shit.
No, I wasn't. Look. Once I peeped, it was the wagon. I just kept walking. You
towards
feel me?
Her.
No,
towards
she was behind me. She was behind me.
Okay.
So in my head, when I'm walking, I'm trying to like, nigga, just turn. Boom. So when I was about to, you feel me? I had the big ass bag. She's already on some.
Yeah.
Like,
man,
move, cause the bag was about to hit. I didn't know she was behind
right.
me. So I didn't know she was behind. I thought
shit.
She was on the side.
Oh, you suddenly stopped.
Right.
Yeah, I just suddenly stopped. I was about to turn around. Once I turned around, and she just kept
shit,
going.
You gotta look from the periphery.
Yeah, my shit wasn't
while
booming.
You walking, slightly changing lanes, right? And then
it's
you
over.
See where
it's
she
clear.
At.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
and
thinking
like
she was
this.
More this side. So she when I turned to go this way, she was right there in the bag almost. Said it was a whole situation. And I was just like, damn, she was a bad little
shout
midget, you heard?
Little people out there, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the last stop on that L, you heard? That shit was shaking, you heard?
Shout out to the little people out there, you know what I mean? That's a fact, man. I feel
nah,
you.
But yo,
little people need love too, you know, so.
I never been with
her.
Let me take that back. What?
She was fire.
She was fine. Some of them this fine.
She had the bun.
She was pretty.
I wasn't paying attention. And then it was like she was fake fire because it was like the... The no, like it's just it was natural. Like she probably
natural
came from yeah. So it was like
makeup.
She was born yeah, and I was just like, Now you booming though.
Walking like a penguin with the booty on. Turned bow, around. Bow.
That's what I'm saying. It was dwarf, not midget. It was a little, you feel me?
Like 4 feet something.
So if so if you would've hit her in her head with your bag, you would've spoken to her?
Oh, it was destined.
I could have knocked over the joint.
Yeah. You all right? Come here, pick her up. Come here, you all right? Let me take
put you
to the chair.
Put you on my lap. Come here, boom. You okay? You good? You all right? You good?
Kiss her forehead.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, kiss her forehead. Not you to have
you want my number? Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't even see you. But you know what? I came here to save you. You feel me?
Threw her over the shoulder.
Right? My white knight. You know what I'm saying?
She was white?
I don't know.
She looked like Spanish? Black.
She could have been white. She could have been Spanish. She definitely wasn't black, but she definitely
never know, brother.
No, you never know. But I'm just saying, off rip, I wasn't.
A lot of mixed relationships.
Yeah, it's a lot of mixed situations.
But welcome back, everybody. Y'all got a little story from Spliff in the beginning.
Nah, I was wilding, boy.
No pun intended. Little story, you know what I mean?
Yo, this nigga with the balls. Yo, we almost died on the car, right?
Gosh.
Time out. I never seen this ever in life. She seen it. I seen it.
This is where a nigga good driving skills come in handy.
From where we was at, it looked like a nigga was just making a right, getting the fuck out the way. U-turn vibes or some shit. My man attempted. He almost did it too. It was like 280 or something. The nigga almost did a 360 on Bushwick, expecting was going to get
come behind
here, bro.
At this on
Bushwick? On Bushwick, bro. Right behind
four,
this shit.
At 4 or 5 o'clock? You wild. Traffic. Sorry. Rush hour? You bugging out, my nigga. Ain't nobody stopping for you. Ain't nobody waiting for you, like, patiently
or bugging,
not
sorry.
On Bushwick. Hell
that shit's not safe. Bushwick.
That's crazy. But peace, everybody. Welcome back to your friendly neighborhood favorite podcast. We are your hosts.
Choo choo here today. And I'm Spliff. How you doing? Hey, Choo choo.
What's up?
Yo.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course. And we back at it. This should be episode 321, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? But we back at it. How everybody feeling? How everybody?
Feeling blessed.
God.
Blessed. I'm feeling blessed too.
Feeling good.
That's a fact. I'm feeling blessed too. About to be a new era, man. So this episode we recording like a couple days ahead, but it's gonna come out on Friday, and Friday is March 22nd. So happy anniversary to us, you know what I'm saying?
No.
So thank you. You know, hit hand claps and all that and all that and all that.
And we got a day off on our anniversary. That's fire.
So that's 6 years down. We going into our 7th year. So I want to say thank you to both of y'all. First of all, you know what I'm saying, for.
We got a year and change.
Be the champs that y'all are, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's been following the journey and everything of that nature. Shout out to my son Don Cole. I just spoke to him earlier. And from now on, it's gonna be referred to as the D-Reek and Hippie Show with Spliff and Choon Choon, because that's who y'all see. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's making the train roll right now. So from now on, that's what it's gonna be called, the D-Reek and Hippie Show with Spliff and Choon Choon. So you'll see a couple changes coming to the YouTube channel name and the Instagram channel name and all that stuff. But no love lost ever with my brother. That's more than my blood brother. You know what I'm saying?
Brother.
Shout out to Cole. You know what I mean? And we back at it, man. So let's do it. You know what I mean? Y'all excited about that?
Yeah, we lit. We out here.
Put the new logo in the beginning of this episode too. So we good. Excited?
I have confidence. You know,
I'm gonna do what I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
What
the fuck? Nah.
Yeah, man. But we back at it, man. Shout out to everybody that's been commenting. Shout out to La Diva. Shout out to Cash Me Out Mello. That's my guy. He just commented on an episode that we put up earlier today, and we recording today. Y'all know how we do, man. They know how we do, Spliff. It's good. How
about
me? How you feeling?
I don't know why I'm thinking of like wild topics while you got the whole, well, we got topics going on, but I don't know. There's a lot of going on, man. It's criticals.
Yeah. I ain't want to stay stuck on that because every year I do that and I celebrate it and I do like a long ass speech, but I'm grateful for this shit. You know what I mean? So let's get the ball rolling, man. But other than that, me too, man. It's been a regular week. Me and Spliff recorded like 2-3 days ago or something like that. I don't know.
Nigga, last night? Wildin', bro.
That wasn't last night.
2 days ago.
Sunday.
Yeah.
It wasn't last night.
Yeah, yeah, Sunday, like, Sunday. Yeah, pause. That sounded yesterday. Crazy.
I edited the episode yesterday and put it out today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean? We just
You're right. It was Sunday. Yeah, that's a fact. I was thinking it was Sunday or Monday now, thinking about it.
Nah. I tried to go get a haircut, but my guy wasn't there, so it's all right. It's all good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, barbers, chill out, bro.
I was able to go to the laundromat, though. Is that somewhere that y'all like going, or y'all got y'all shit in y'all crib?
Not in the crib.
Well, this Mexican...
Sometimes.
This Mexican lady, it's 8 dryers in my laundromat, bro. It was just her, bro. She took 7 of them shits, bro.
Yeah, she was on time.
Those shits I hate. Like, if I know I'm going in there with one small thing, like certain things I wash out the laundry, if I go in there and you have the whole fucking shit that's packed, yeah, that should be pissing me the fuck off.
But that's like, especially if it's...
But then I guess it's certain times of the day. But if it's one person that's taking up all that shit,
like
mommy, come on.
I know you got a family of 30, but let's try to come every week, piece by piece. You know what I'm saying? You can't just come in at the end of the month.
Some people don't be doing that shit
with everything, bro. Yeah, niggas be coming in at the end of the month with like 10 bags. Yeah, it's game time. Because
they don't be going to the laundry though.
Yo, split. Then when it come to folding, they taking the whole space that's there. Nigga, you can't fold nothing either. It's game time.
That
should be super annoying. Super annoying. But I wanted to, I left this topic on the board that Chun Chun had put up last week with the bum ass dry marker that we had that I couldn't read.
Yeah,
so I had to get another marker.
Squint, like, what the fuck? Like,
I forgot we got that one right there. It works on there as well.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck? But what makes you genuinely happy? Right? That's what you asked, right, Jim?
But then I feel like that's like a generic type of...
Generic?
Yeah, because it's like, sometimes you honestly, like this question was, I asked this question on Facebook. I asked a question like, what topic should we talk about? And someone had mentioned this topic here, and I jumped on. I was like, okay, that makes, you know. And I thought about myself, like, I want to jump, and then I really have to sit there and say, damn, wait, let me take that back. Maybe this can make me happy. Maybe this can make me happy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what truly makes someone happy?
Yeah. Cause when I was super young,
yeah,
I know what made me happy.
Genuinely happy.
Yeah, I know what made me like. Without like what you're saying, like unconsciously you're happy and you just, that's genuinely happy, like you don't even know it and you in a happy space, right?
Right.
When I was younger, it was baseball. Like watching baseball, right. Going to a baseball game, and it was just like my mind to be off everything, you know what I'm saying? Then as I grew a little bit and I met the people that I met on my block, it started to turn into music.
Okay.
Music blocked everything out. And now is this, you know what I'm saying? So when I'm doing this, I'm not really thinking about nothing. And working out, for some reason now, I don't think about shit when I'm working out. I'm focused on what I'm trying to do.
Right.
So I think it's shit that don't make me think about everything that I'm thinking about. Because my brain is always everywhere. So if there's something that fills that space for some time, I'd be like, oh, that's my happy place, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like if I have a girl at the time, If I could be with you and you fall asleep like 5 minutes into you coming to the crib and I'm comfortable with hearing you snore for like an hour and letting you rest, that's a happy place for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not worried about...
So you feel like your happiness could change?
Because even before baseball, it was my grandmother. So it was like, this is my happy place when I'm with my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? So... I think you could find it from external places. I think it depends on your perception of it,
right?
Of how you feel about it. Like, I mean, but you can't put it into people though. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's where it kind of like, you know, because you really can't make people happy. You like, if I'm coming into a relationship or friendship or whatever, right?
Can't make people happy.
No, you can add to their happiness.
Okay, yeah.
If I leave, are you still gonna be that happy person?
It's like if you.
Am I the one that made you happy now when I'm going, like, you're not happy no more?
She's saying, like, if you a fiend, I can't.
In a way, for some people.
Yeah, but, right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
some people.
So maybe the part of you not being here, yes, I'm like, damn, you're not there. But before you came in, I was a happy person. Like, for him, the podcast, before it was baseball, friend, music, then podcast. You understand? So anybody comes into his life like that, and leaves, he still got those happy things. He still got those.
Yeah, cause still got things that'll keep you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you coming in, and I'm like, all right, oh my god, you know, it's gonna make me happy. Da-da-da-da. Now he gone. You know what I'm saying? Am I happy again? Not like
I
need things to make, you know.
So you probably,
have your own. Have
do
your
you
own
have
happiness.
Any of those? Because I would think for you it would be the art. That would be one thing.
Oh, that's crazy when the bag match your feet.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Well, for now, my happiness would be painting and podcasts. You know, and honestly, just made weird, but just be by myself.
Yeah,
I like my space. Like, seriously, it's getting to the point where it's like, damn, bitch, get the fuck outside. You know what I'm saying? But right. I do, you know, go outside and do my little things. Yeah.
But I love my alone time,
and I sometimes gotta get out of that because if I do decide to, you know, go out or whatever or date, it's like I'm so not so stuck in my head and to myself.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know, so. But those are the things that, yeah, for now. But yeah. I know that.
And rolling one and smoking one for me. Nah. What about you?
Nah, I did. Lasagna when I was a little nigga.
Okay.
WWF.
I mean, food.
Definitely wrestling.
Spider-Man, X-Men. Playing football. It go crazy because, like, basketball, I fuck with, right? But I can't dribble. You feel me? So I never took it to the competitive level. I just
stand on the corner.
You feel me? But now with football, I don't know. I just never got into no football team. Like, I only played football before school, lunchtime.
Right.
You feel me? So then, like, when it went to high school,
it's hard for football.
They try to line niggas to play basketball, and I was just like, nah, bro, I'm not playing ball. Yo, we need a center, we need to power forward. Yeah, not me, dope. I seen them fat niggas, boy.
Like Anthony Davis. I don't like getting the physical.
You ain't gonna have me playing with big baby them niggas.
Like,
and
if it was today, it'd be like, all right, we gonna, you the center, but you could be at the three. Yeah.
Nah, not at high school ball back in the day. Niggas was wild musty. Matt, doop. Like, nah, boy, you're gonna end up crunching somebody for no reason.
So what now? Cool. What now is that space for you?
Nigga, this shit weird enough to say watching battles in person. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. If I could smoke and just watch the shit, A1, boom. I don't give two shits. I'm watching this shit fire, right? But then taking the flicks. Like, even if they even on some real, like right now, this Marcy, you know what I mean? Boom, 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 take the flickies. Like, you feel me?
I found that too. I like sceneries. I found that too about myself. I like to go like by the Brooklyn Bridge, like on Dumbo Street, and look at the bridge from there, go to like the waterfront, the piers and shit like that.
I like to take pictures of a picture point in different angles, you know, just to get a different view of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, like certain
good looking to the buzzings though. I did a couple of flicks today. I mean, photo shoots this week.
Okay. Good. That's what's good. Good.
Make sure you holla at Spurs and Balls for that.
Gotta be chilling and all that.
That's a fact. But where y'all want to go from there, man? That was a good topic right there, man. Because everybody needs that safe space. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucking fact. Let me see.
Do you feel like, if y'all meet somebody that's like been through some trauma shit, do that bring you closer to the person if you've never dealt with it?
Trauma
versus right. If you did,
like,
do
trying
it,
to nurture
if
them,
you've been through that, yeah. Like, if but the
I would say, like,
it's two
in
different
the nurturing.
You've never been through it.
If I never been through and it, and I know did, it's fucked up.
Yeah, and you've been through it.
I
do you still
be.
Stay with that person?
I'm smacking
because then, like, that's like a pity state. If I generally fuck with the person, no, it's not like a pity stay. If you stay there too long, you really don't fuck with the person.
Well, yeah.
So
I mean, I hope you do fuck with
no,
the
that's
person.
What I'm
saying, but you know.
Nah, that's why they when you said it,
the
I was
first
just
time,
thinking.
It's like, yeah. So do y'all give me input?
All right, personally, I smile because I used to like I like women like that. I used to like that shit. Like, if you was doing something, like, you been through some shit, like, I'ma fix you type shit. But not knowing that you're not even straight yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like right.
You might not be going what they going through, but you going through some shit yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then that leads and breeds to, like, toxic relationships and shit, because then y'all start arguing, y'all don't understand each other, or, you know, like, for, like, a grand example is, like, Will and Jada. Like, if you watch that little documentary shit they got on YouTube, and Will was like, I wanted to throw a big 40th birthday party for her.
Yeah.
But she was like, my nigga, like, nah, I'm good on that, you know what I'm saying? And she been saying that she don't want to fuck with him, but she fucked with him just to get married to him. Like, that's that type of shit.
That shit
kind of,
yeah. Kinda, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucked with your head a bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was me.
I could see it going both ways. I could see it going, like, fucking up, you know. Because you have people out there that's that want to heal people, you know, and I feel like they're healers, and they just want to see that person in a good light, you know, from their past and shit like that. And some people think that makes them more like of a bond, like makes you understand more of the person, how they move, operate and shit like that.
Facts.
You know, I think the problem lies is where the person that is the healer versus the person that went through the shit is how certain things could trigger somebody. How you talk to the person in a certain way. So it's like versus how they talk to you. You know? I have this tone, this is how I normally would talk to someone.
Yeah.
You know? In other places it's different, but in my relationship this is my tone right here.
Yeah.
You know? If you're coming at me with a higher tone than this, and it's like where is the common ground? You know, so sometimes it could be a stressful, tedious thing for some who's not willing to say, let me go through this trial with you, because, you know, not to say I'm giving you a pass because you went through some shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving you a pass because you know you went through some shit and you wanna better yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between you, like you said, a petty thing. Like, some people use that against people to be like, to trap them. Like, I've been through this shit.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, that's not
it's not healthy.
Yeah, that's not a healthy foundation to build any relationship on. So before you go outside looking for relationships, fix yourself.
Fix yourself.
Because it's not always somebody out there willing to fix you. Because I had to take mad time to fix myself.
Or be patient.
Be patient too.
Because I had to spend that time on myself. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm a healed person. I'm looking for somebody that's healed. You know what I'm saying?
I need some healing dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing.
Yo, she got
the fuck? Man. Like, whoa. Keep that shit with your ex. You know what I'm saying?
That's a
like, bless that shit before you come to me. You know what I'm saying? The same thing as your heart. The same thing as your soul. Your mentality. All of that shit.
Same thing as the...
You know what I'm saying? Throw a holy water on the shmee.
Yeah! Like, I want to clean that shit.
It's real, though. It's real.
Same thing as the ex, you know?
It's crazy. I had this conversation, exact conversation with my therapist earlier today, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is just real, cause you gotta, man.
That shit
feeds off each other, bro, and then it just leads to something else, and that shit not healthy for nobody. Like you and the person, and then the people around you, cause then like
talking about toxic shit.
It just leads to shit, you know what I'm saying? Because then you go behind, like, not behind your partner's back, but you talking to the people that you close to, and you're like, certain shit that you're not supposed to be saying, and then they feel the type of way towards your partner.
Yeah.
And then your parents feel it, and then it's like all fucked up, your head is fucked up, and it's like, nah. Yo, listen, I got my money right, I got my living situation right, I'm right. Spiritually or whatever, cool. Are you that way too? Cool, all right, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to buy some land? Let's get it. You want to start a business? Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? But all this extra shit at the age we at?
Definitely.
All that arguing shit over something petty, like, man, listen, I had to catch myself the other day. I almost said some dumb shit.
That's where it lies down to, like, everybody has a choice. A choice to change, you know, a choice to be a better person. But it's like, what is holding you from changing?
Yeah.
You know? So, this is just something for everyone out there. You know, if you're going through something. Like today, I cried today. You know, I was a little bitch today, you know?
Mm.
But I had to let it out.
I was like that the other day.
Like, yo, it was no, because it was just to the point where it was just like, you know, if I didn't let this out, this person wouldn't know how I really felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes pride and shit gets in the way. You want to talk, you know, like the cool kid and shit. Nah, but I had to. That's and I felt good after that.
Yeah.
You know, I felt relief, you know, so.
That shit, thoughts, words, all that shit really weighs like a fucking ton of bricks.
Oh my
like,
gosh,
if you don't get it out in a timely manner, it's a wrap for you mentally.
When you do get it, you got snot and shit coming on your nose and your eyes. It's just like, just cry. Everybody needs it. I promise you, everybody needs it. But anybody that's like going through something and you feel like you don't have someone to talk to or don't know how to express yourself, you know, sometimes you just have to be patient. You know,
yeah.
And honestly, maybe seek out the ones that willing to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? And I always said this, you know, I don't mind you talking about your shit. You know what I'm saying? Talk it, let it out. But I'm going to be the one to say to you one day, all right, I don't want to hear this shit today. Maybe tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about something else. You know, just bring positivity into stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to cry that shit out, you know?
That's a fact.
It helps.
Those some nice feet you got on, right?
You crying over there? Damn, look at you.
This is fire. Oh, you crying?
Yo, y'all heard about that? What you call it?
What, that Bruno dwarf? Nah, what happened?
That Bruno Mars.
That Bruno Midor.
Oh, yeah, so wait, what thing you talking about with him, with the gambling thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it get real.
That much? Come on, my nigga, like.
50 mil?
Come on, and they didn't stop you? Like, they didn't say, yo, dude, your wallet.
No, he got bread.
I mean, I guess 50 million don't really matter. He still got more money left over, so it doesn't really matter, right?
I could jack that.
Unless that's all his money then?
Shit might be looking bad. When they start bringing it up like that, it'd be different, because... It's mad old Bruno popping right now. What's the new Bruno? I ain't gonna lie.
I haven't really heard the music. Unless I'm not really listening to that station or whatever his genre of music.
I could jack that he got money. That's Bruno Mars.
But
he got
money.
Some shit that's
worldwide.
He's been
here
since a kid. He's been but it's just
If you in debt to MGM casinos for 50 mil, it's crazy, bro.
50 mil?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
According to News Nation, Bruno Mars allegedly owes millions to Las Vegas MGM Casino. He owes millions to the MGM from gambling.
Millions and it's 50 mil.
According to Inside, Bruno Mars' debt soaring as high as 50 mil despite earning 90 mil annually from his casino deal. And you got a
casino deal.
You got a residency?
They G'd them. Nah, they G'd them. They G'd them. They G'd them. They G'd them.
But you know what?
That shit ain't in your contract that you could gamble for free, nigga.
Out of that 90 million, just take the 50 off that shit and then boom, there you go. And then send it to rehab.
Just
bye
take,
bye. You know what I'm saying?
Don't pay me for the next year for the show, whatever.
Listen, I'm already in debt, nigga. Don't pay me.
Because I'm grossing what, 90?
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
I got you,
shit.
Baby.
That's really not nigga
gonna
get the tax off that shit. So at that point, come on, man.
Yeah,
oops.
Bro.
Yeah.
You think this shit popping without me?
Yeah, I mean, it's about to be, nigga.
You losing, nigga.
About to be popping without
you.
You
are losing. Sit down
no,
for
seriously,
a minute,
yeah.
Bro. Nah, even if you got it, split, enough is enough at some point, bro.
But
if I got,
so
if I got
they
it,
don't know.
If I got it, and my accountant comes to me and be like, yo, bro. You spending 25 mil a month on weed is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. But what if he doing?
Yo, cash app me. Try to get
me
out the get me out of New York. Cash app me.
I'll
let
you
boy.
It's my money. I can do what I want to do.
Cash app me.
Right. My money. I want it now.
Now.
Now. And then you got it now, right? Now can you give my 50 mil now? Give it back, you know?
This was
I mean,
the
that's
seven,
a lot, though.
If this was
the
70s,
I mean, then again,
if this was the 70s, and,
stop.
If this was the 70s and 80s, they'd have took a couple fingers already.
I don't know. A nigga would have been. That nigga probably still about to have a couple of shows on there for the free.
Yeah, but they would have chopped a couple fingers
50.
Off. They definitely would have chopped a couple
fingers
off.
Yeah, imagine you working and you're not getting paid. Because you know,
trying to pay
you
some
can't
shit off.
That shit off there. You just working for free. I'm mean, technically not. I mean, yeah.
You paying your shit off. That's stupid.
Bruno Mars. What you think he be playing?
Nigga, I owe them niggas that bread. Yo, let's do like 5 concerts right now. Let's get this shit out the way for y'all. Had some fat niggas grab me up somewhere and leave me in the corner.
That's what I'm saying.
When I had the suit on.
That shit get real like that too.
Man, don't let no fat niggas touch me while roughly fucking up my body function.
Nigga said, what? Respect my body. Respect me.
Hold your head up, bro. Do a couple other shows besides your residency. Go get some couple dollars up. You know what I'm saying? Go to like China and shit.
Man, my nose was sounding crazy a few seconds ago. I'm sorry.
Was that Diddy or Jermaine Dupri?
Strictly Music. Who y'all got?
Yo.
Don't give me no quick answer. Y'all better think about that.
All right, so look, right?
Holla at me.
Jermaine Dupri, like, you really fire with the remixes and all that shit, bro?
Is he?
I still go to Diddy.
Why go to Diddy?
Diddy, nigga.
Because he Diddy? Because New York? Come on, bro.
The lineup of artists, the type of shit that he... Like, son, Diddy had a team of the... he had a production team, and it still said produced by him.
Okay, and Jermaine Dupri didn't have a production team, and
he
was did.
Yeah, he had a couple snickers. But I'm just saying, I just think Diddy just got to overrun with the songs.
A lot of music, and there's music. Both. Don't get me wrong. Both have produced a lot of music. Mm-hmm. All right,
great music.
Where today we still bump into that shit.
Our classics.
Yes,
like Marvin Gaye and them was our
Dupri
parents' classic.
And Diddy came out about the same time. Right? Around the same time. Or maybe Diddy came out before.
JD probably was like a little before him. Like, he came out like 92.
Okay, so he came out before him. So he had a little bit more class and more, you know, on his take. But Diddy came over, took over. But he was still Jermaine Dupri. Like, he was still the producer and all that shit. I honestly say, Diddy had his Bad Boy music and his people that he produces and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jermaine Dupri had like way more artists that sample his music, I feel.
Oh, I thought you...
I thought you
were about to say he had way more artists.
I used to rock with Diddy heavy like back in the day when I was younger. I used to be like, yo, I really like what he's doing and the artists that he got. And you biased because, you know, Biggie and all that, right?
Right.
But I think Jermaine Dupri is probably like...
Right there.
Right. Like above him, like right here.
Above
him? That's what I'm saying, because there's music.
Yeah, he got, Mariah Carey, he got Usher, bro.
Jagged Edge, like,
the Brat, Jagged Edge, as much as people want to front on him, he got Bow Wow, he had Criss Cross. Like, come on, bro.
They had almost the same amount of people. It was only a few people that they didn't have. Like, all honesty, they both worked with Mariah. They both worked with Jay-Z, they both worked with Big. It's only a few
but there's
niggas
that
it's,
you put with them, like Mary J. Blige was
Mariah
Diddy.
Had that song with
I don't think it's no Puffy and Bow Wow, right? It's no Puffy and Bow Wow song.
No Bow Wow
right?
and Puffy.
And it's
is it?
No Bow Wow and Bad Boy, you saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Song right, together type shit.
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't You're talking
think
like a
Diddy
young
was,
artist.
No, I'm saying Diddy making a beat for Bow Wow. I don't think he ever did that. You feel me? I think he might have been on a song, but maybe because of another artist. Now, what? Jermaine Dupri had Criss Cross.
The Brat.
The Brat probably did some shit with Diddy. I'm trying to think of niggas that was just Jermaine Dupri.
Oh.
No, it's not that bad.
I don't think that part matters.
But like
nah, said, but that's what I'm saying.
Both of them had their plays in a lot of artists, a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
I still give it to Diddy.
I mean, Diddy was on the remix of Welcome to LA.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both of them, Welcome to New York. Where we don't play.
So who the fuck that this nigga had?
I think they're in the same level.
I think it's
that's
your genre, what you listen to. Because if you're an R&B person or whatever,
they both got R&B.
They do. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
And they both do rap. Yeah. Nah, that's why I compared them because it's that much.
They're both in the same.
Damn,
maybe
sure
one got 1%, one maybe got like 2% more than the other.
Jermaine Dupri
and I think
had
Jermaine
Dupri
is that one.
The 2%.
Yeah.
Diddy
just,
had
just a little
big
more. Because, like, what I made this conversation.
And this is just music wise. It's not, that's why I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
Strictly music. And because I was watching the Breakfast Club interview he had today.
Yeah.
He said.
Jermaine?
Yeah, he said his first number one hit was in 92.
Right.
And he currently has an R&B song that's number one in the country today.
Right.
Puffy got some shit.
That's his run.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's his run from 92 to
2024,
bro.
Yeah.
Did he? Like, his last album was tough. It was good, love, but it wasn't a number one or a banger.
Give you that.
But and before that, you gotta go back to maybe
if
last
he does
night.
Have a song on the radio, that shit probably lasts him for like a month.
You're right.
Oh, look at this cow.
Oh, I was about to say.
Dipset. Ow.
Yo, dang, why did he catch that shit?
Timestamp, that's the title of the episode.
Dipset.
Oh, look at this cow.
Yeah,
none of
y'all is, yo.
I dead thought it was a cow coming
outside.
That's what I looked like.
I was squinting all that like.
I was about to go grab the camera like, fuck it.
I thought I dead thought it was going
to
be a
baby cow.
Describe
to y'all the scene,
but
right?
You didn't see that shit? Didn't it like it?
Some
come
dude
on,
just
man.
Walked past with a trench coat.
My son had the...
Like a cowboy.
It was a cow.
The dip set. Cowboy, my nigga.
It was cow material.
Half
cow. Come on. Spliffy.
Nah, that was funny. That was funny.
You gotta let him live. You can't do him like that. You try to put that nigga on an episode.
That was funny. That was funny.
That nigga might be a kingpin. You gotta check.
I'm over here.
What apartment is that?
He was trying to disrespect your blood.
Which window was that from? Hold on. That one right there. No.
He probably gave Jay his first pack, you heard?
That's crazy. But, not too much on that, you heard? But Jermaine Dupri and Puff, they both like, you know, music geniuses. I fuck with both of them.
I think
lean more towards
it,
Diddy. But I, like, realistically, I think Diddy is like, I mean, JD is like. All right,
so JD's best album was that.
Oh, shit.
That.
I can't name you his albums,
nigga. No. Yeah, Jermaine Dupri, all right, no, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm just saying, for those two artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
No Way Out, to me, was Puffy best shit.
Shit was tough.
And then the other shit was before 1976. What was that Jermaine Dupri album? The shit that had money in the thing on it.
I think it was before 1972 or some shit like that.
So, going off of those two albums...
Before,
I'm going with the No Way Out.
Life in 1472.
Who got the better beats? Probably be Jermaine Dupri.
Instructions was hard though too, but I'm just looking at the cover.
Right.
You remember this album?
Oh yeah.
I was tough, bro. I don't know, bro. I'm just saying, bro. Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri worked with him.
Currency got tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Even like
he might have one of the
even
best
like
catalogs
the So Def.
Right.
So Def Bass All-Star mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
That's what was rocking during, like, freak nigga shit. But I'm not saying right. That, like, I listened to the albums. That's why I had to Google it. That's some down south shit.
Listening to the first one. The other shit, niggas did hear it.
I'm just saying.
The All-Star shit, though, was...
Sometimes you gotta keep it a stack.
Well, Bow Wow, The Brat... What, Jagged Edge, I think so.
I can't tell.
And it was like maybe two, three other artists. I think it had Sammy in that shit.
Sammy, oh shit.
I think, I'm not sure.
Sammy was crazy. That's crazy. Shout out to both of them guys, you know what I'm saying? Diddy, he going through his shit right now, so I don't know what's happening with that. But
Yo.
What's up?
I was talking about I really want to talk about the stabbing of the twin. But before that, rejection is a hell of a thing. And people don't know how to walk away. Like, alright, you know, cool. But I think your peers around you make you feel insecure.
You talking about the train stabbing?
No.
I'm just saying before you, what you were saying.
No, she's talking about the stabbing that happened in Park Slope by the corner store. It was twin sisters. They was walking to the store. It was probably like...
Oh, yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
One survived.
One survived and the other one is there.
Yeah, one survived. That's crazy. I shared that shit on my story.
Yo, and I used to think niggas used to violate back in my days when my niggas used to try to holler at girls and they'd keep moving. You fuck with that bitch.
Yeah, like,
trash,
shit.
Nigga.
Like, it saw her, but don't...
But going to stack? Yo, come here. You
like,
playing?
But he dodged the bullet.
That's crazy.
She did get the number, and you see how he acting. Like, he could have done anything, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, rejection is crazy. But like I was saying, if his friends, you know, because there's people around him when he was doing laughing and all of that shit, if they didn't hype it up to a point where making him look more embarrassed, I feel like he would have walked away if it was a silent type of, you know, thing, like, yo, ma, what's up?
Or if he was alone.
Sometimes I gotta eat that shit, bro. Right. But she don't fuck with you.
People, he looked kind of, you know, he just looked kind of like.
You think,
it was,
you think that's what it was?
He was hurting by his back. Yeah,
I think it was. Could be. Yeah. This is not the first time I heard some shit like this in the news where someone got stabbed because of rejection type shit. You know what I'm saying? But you're
right. What if he's moving on his own volition? Like, that's how I move. Ain't nobody.
I don't know why.
But you out here stabbing people?
People bugging.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm about to say,
but. No, I'm saying, but what if it was on his own will? Like, he wasn't thinking about.
But there was. What,
yeah, nah, like peer pressure. Friend, like, nah, nigga, like, this is just.
Fuck that
how
shit.
Angry
word,
I got.
Word,
yeah.
See, it could have been. It could have been.
We got mental illness and all this other shit out here, too, so. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying. I feel like it's both ways. I'm not gonna say it my way. It could be a million ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in a video, you know, whatever, and then it's like he just, you know, went back in the store, came back out. What? You had the intentions of doing that shit because you felt hurt. Yeah. But what triggered you to do that? Yes, her saying no, and what else?
What does trigger you to do that? Like, that's it. That is a serious question. What triggers you?
From seeing
a million females throughout the day because you standing there, right? You see about 1,000 women pass by. You get rejected all the time, or you get a number or something. So what about this one made you feel like?
Yo, I have to go and talk.
Because they was both, twins and it was fire.
Because right. They was twins and they was fire. He was trying to get that cheeky.
He was wilding on.
Nah, no handshakes, man. Rest in peace to that girl, man.
That's crazy. Like, what trick? Like, you went into.
Oh, no, I gave you a pound because you my man. You my man. We understood what we understood.
Yeah.
But, yo.
That's a scary situation. They was like 19 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. You're not here in the head.
Well, I don't know how old he was. The girls were 19.
Fuck how old he was. What he did.
She
was crazy.
Scary situation.
Yeah. Like, man, it just makes you look at. It just makes you want to just clutch your heart and your body when you see somebody. Like, oh no, like you clutch your purse. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what the fuck you're going to get. And, you know, sometimes. People can be a little mean with the it's okay, I got a man, or no, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, not realizing how the person perceives it.
It is, but
yeah, like I
still at the end of the day,
shit, like,
she wasn't supposed to get stabbed because she don't fuck with him,
right? So
just being real, her response don't really matter. Like, maybe, and it don't even supposed to even matter, bro. Niggas supposed to just eat that, bro.
It don't matter, but it mattered to him to go do that. You understand?
Like,
what
if
I'm
she
saying?
Violates you physically,
he wasn't capable of
you could defend yourself physically.
No. I'm saying no. I'm just saying, like, if she said no and then said like fuck out, like you for do some, you feel what I'm saying?
But you had a choice not to do that.
But that still don't defend the cause. Nah, it don't defend it.
He could have knocked her out, right?
No, but she didn't say nothing. She just said nah.
I don't know, he wasn't there.
I feel you, but I'm just saying. If she said nah, my nigga, then you just bounce, my nigga.
These women
other joints.
Today talk just like these New York niggas. She'd have been like, chill, my heart,
suck my dick.
Like, hold on, niggas don't even talk to me like that, man. Who you talking to?
But I'm just saying.
Yo, don't call me your heart. You heard?
I just saw this video on TikTok where the dude has some fresh sky blue New Balance on, some fresh light blue jeans, a fresh polo button up sky blue to match with the sneakers.
Right. Okay, I like
and
that.
And the two, there's a girl recording him and the other girl in the car, and he
cracking
like,
on him.
Yeah, he like, I'm not fresh, and she like, yo, respectfully, you not. Sometimes you gotta learn how to take the L, and the other one just laughing at him. Now imagine he would have did what Sunday. He just was like, I got $1,000 in my pocket.
There's,
I feel like I'm fresh. I'm 45 years old.
There's people out there like that. That's very materialistic of getting with you.
The perception,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't got Dior or Gucci or anything on, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? But you itching and scraping to pay your motherfucking bill, but you want to walk around with a fucking Gucci on that's fucking half your fucking size?
While you sleeping on the air mattress.
Put your foot in it? Like, come on, my nigga. Like, where's
your morals? Where's your
priorities? I ain't gonna lie, the bitches with the bad fits be having good bad sex, you heard? I'm just saying. Just saying, man. Right. She true, they lying. Bitches spend all that bread on them feet. Bitch laying on nothing.
My feet is my feet. I'm not talking about my feet, okay? What I'm just saying is, I'm not gonna... If I see
Shorty
homeboy...
Shorty got three chanclas stacked up as a pillow. Shit rough out here. That shit stacked.
If homeboy had that outfit on and I seen it, I would have rocked it. Because, you know, you put the thought of putting, you know, the New Balances with the shirt. It kind of matches.
Put the colors
with it.
Together.
And it's a polo. It's not like it's a fucking polo to go with anything.
He had,
you know,
the
what I'm
haircut.
Right, come
and
on.
You could tell he older because the way
she was. And
what
the fuck she had on? Y'all come on, my nigga. What the fuck you had on my
mind? She probably had a bonnet with some.
You know what I'm saying? I can't stand bitches like that, son.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Can't stand bitches like
that, son. Give a small moment of tribute. A small moment of tribute, right?
To who?
For Didi Osama, right?
I brought this up in the
Young Drill artist. Yeah, right? Nah, because I started watching this shit. I seen some other shit. I seen when he pressed him, right?
He said, yo, my heart.
So the
Listen, I love it. You not from where I'm from, my heart. Listen,
nigga hit him
boy.
With wild woos and all that. Yo, alright, so look, right? Nah. I gotta get a nigga some real stand up shit, right? Because we seen shit with him wilding, him doing the wrong thing as a young nigga, right? Just doing young nigga shit. It's whatever. But him having a brat, he know what's going on right now. Shout out to him running down on son and not putting hands on him.
I mean, he been through real life shit. He went to jail. His brother died. Why I won't put my hands on a streamer that don't know nothing about this? I'm gonna let you know though.
Right.
You got security, and I pulled up with my niggas.
And the security is sit the fuck.
Morning.
Yeah, that shit go
we gonna
crazy.
Talk. I'm not gonna touch him, but listen, my heart.
Yeah, he punked him crazy, but he kept it 100 though too, because another nigga would have went. Would have went stupid on him.
And then the niggas that was like, because, been in the back, he was like, yo, man, because y'all two young niggas, you know what I'm saying, coming up in the game. It was real, though. It was real.
Nah, I think
that little nigga,
Sunday
for some
right
reason,
thing.
He's a streamer, and he talk a lot of shit about people.
Yo, he apologized mad fast.
And for some reason...
What's his name?
Neon.
For some
Neon,
reason,
Neon,
he's
Neon,
coming
Neon.
Outside right now, bro. I'm like, bro, you bugging. You talked about a lot of niggas that's gonna come see you.
I'm not even gonna hold you, but the shit he did was wild disrespectful, right? It was the dance. Then with the dance, holding your nuts.
He told him,
suck my dick, right? So you already know it with the Young Drill artists. It's no playing with the S and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I was like, damn, bro. He was chill. Probably still crunched them off camera, but... On camera, you didn't crunch him.
Nah, he didn't.
You spoke, you chilled.
I think
it shows growth in him when they don't expect a Didi
Osama
to do
shit. I think Son is like Indian or some shit, right?
That nigga is Puerto Rican, bro.
Neon?
Oh, that nigga, I don't know.
Indian or like Middle Eastern or some shit like that. But he's like Arrested Development in the crib type nigga.
He might be Jewish. You never know. He might be.
You just can't.
He might be Palestinian.
I mean,
Palestine,
what he's saying is
Gaza.
True, bro. You don't know nothing about this shit. Just don't talk about it. Because you don't know what comes behind it. It's not just me that loved my brother, nigga. There's people out here that loved him.
That
too.
Was one of both niggas. Yo, boom, son. But
say,
yo, boom,
niggas
they wanted you dead.
Niggas wanted you dead behind that, my heart. He said,
yo, chill, my heart. You wildin'.
He said, for real? Yeah, for real. Y'all niggas think this GTA and you can respond, right? No, nigga. When you die.
Yo, I'm sorry to your moms.
You die.
I'm sorry. Apologize. Like, yeah, that. Like, nah, bro, you got... I ain't gonna lie. When you got the mafia coming behind you, pressing you like, yo, boy, you over here on some... And I ain't gonna hold you. You see how he kept like looking back, like, yeah, niggas ain't about
what's
to. Like,
shit,
he kept
old?
Looking back and
what's
so like,
shit,
yo, boy, look at me, my heart. You wildin', my heart. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, you looking over there. I'm trying to tell
I ain't
you
gonna
wildin'.
At first, when that slang started coming in New York, I didn't like it.
Nah, my son had me weak.
That shit funny as hell right now.
G's had me. Nigga, G's had me. Nigga said, yo, I'm not your heart. Yo, little nigga, don't talk to me like that. Yo, G's had me weak when I seen that shit.
What y'all think about Cardi B and her coming out? Have y'all, like, seen her interviews and stuff like that?
Coming out what?
I seen, like, clips of it.
She had two songs that came out, new songs.
She's talking about new tunes?
Yeah, she's talking about getting an album and stuff like that.
Because of me.
But she had an interview.
It's not your reason bugging.
Yeah, I respect that.
Continue.
Come on.
Oh, you long
we gotta,
us
put,
all,
we gotta
all.
Put ourselves in high places.
Yeah, right, right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we gotta take shit back and say, you know what, you're right.
She heard
right. Me. All right. So, keep it pushing. So, I just feel like, you know, Cardi B is real as it comes. Like, there's nothing, you know, and the internet shows itself over and over again of how. If I say I'm eating an apple, bitch, you gonna say I'm eating a banana. You know what I'm saying? I can literally show you that I'm eating an apple, but y'all gonna say, no, it's a banana. You know what I'm saying?
Big and, body.
Just her coming out and her music, I just feel like, yo, that shit, it's her. From her first album, you know, that's what we was, Invasion, we wanted to hear that from her. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like this is what we're gonna get from her now.
I like Cardi.
Just her interviews alone is just, you know, just so... real, like, you know, it's like if she was sitting here and how we talk, that's how it is. Like, there's no fakeness, there's no nothing.
Shout out
like
to Star Brim.
I saw some clips of her with the Gilly and Wallow.
Yes, that's the one I was talking about.
I'm waiting for the episode to drop. It hasn't dropped yet, but they've been putting out clips.
But I like that one. I like the one with Big L, her interview, you know. So it's just like, Big Boy. So
rest
I,
in peace, Big L.
Yes, that's a big boy. So it's like, you know, I just look at it like, yo, she's, you know, I like her. I like her whole demeanor. You know, and when she does music, I expect her to look like a stripper because that's her whole, you know, when these new artists is coming out trying to be like that, it kind of confuses me because it's like, yo, because
She never said
that she wanted anything else. That's what she does.
And that's what you saw. You really saw her doing.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm not looking for her to be like a Madea type shit. You know, just, you know, no,
switch
I'm not.
It up real quick.
Yeah. But if she does switch it up, I would like to
you
see it in a movie.
It, yeah.
I would like to. That was a switch up. Not
she was
not,
in the Fast
sure.
and the Furious shit.
That, but I would like to see more.
Yeah.
And she was another one too, but I like to see more, you know? And I just feel like she's developing, knowing that her business. Craft of how she does her entertainment, how does her performances and stuff, and how she get the bag to get the money back. She's smart with the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not thinking. She's thinking like a stripper.
Get that bag.
Thinking like a stripper, right? That's in New York. Like, you know,
shout
she's
out
hustling.
To Cardi. That's so funny.
But she's doing it the correct way. You know,
body.
I talk about Cardi B a lot, and you know, that's my spirit animal. What's up? But yeah,
I
just like her whole demeanor and how she's moving.
What y'all did y'all watch the Vince Staples show?
Yep.
You watched it?
Yep.
You ain't
watched
it yet? Nah, I don't watch it.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna watch it. Don't say anything.
Alright, so look.
Y'all can say something. I'm a visual person. So,
all right, so
you can tell me whatever. I don't
so you watched that.
Roll up like three blunts, right?
It's like that. Okay.
LA.
What you say, like 2 hours?
It's five episodes.
Five,
like 24 minutes apiece. Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay,
we're
good.
Boom, lock in. 3-4 blunts. Enjoy yourself.
Because I think it's deeper than a comedy. So it's like certain shit that you're going to see in it that you're going to be like, oh, I see what he's talking about. We're going to have a conversation.
Hood Seinfeld.
Okay. All
right. You ever watched Atlanta?
Hood Seinfeld.
ATL? Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta mixed with Seinfeld.
When I seen a clip, when I was watching one episode, it gave me that Atlanta
thing. And I'm going to keep it like the shit that I'm saying is like Seinfeld is just like the beginning,
like
the ending.
Right.
Like the shit where he did, let's say when he does the stand up shit, like at the end of the shit or the beginning of the shit, where he start the shit.
Yeah.
That shit like that reminds me how they ended. Mm-hmm. How they ended gives me the Seinfeld.
Okay. Because
you always expect that part now.
Right.
After you watch it.
Nah, it's a great show. It's a great show. What you think about this the final season for Power Book 2? The Tyreek one?
You know, I don't be.
I'm tight.
All right, so look, B.
I'm tight.
I watch it with everybody else.
We're going to get the origins.
After you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And we still got Raising Kanan.
We might get a spin-off of this, like Tyreek grown.
He just gonna be on force, my nigga.
It's a universe, bro.
Gonna be on force.
You know what I finally finished watching the last episode of?
What's that? Think he gonna be on force?
Pop Boy.
Fire, right?
I haven't watched that.
Yo, the ending. What? Yo.
Hold on, bro. I ain't never seen Top Boy.
But listen.
It's like four seasons.
The ending part that really got me.
Wait, you seen London. Summer House? That wasn't. Or you London seen episode. The other one with the dark skinned dude, Jamie?
Jamie is the one that died. The one that.
Yeah, so you seen the one with Jamie. That's the second. That was the last two seasons.
Right, the last season one, what you call it, Sully, got shot. But if you remember,
you gonna start to watch it and be fiend out anyway.
Boy, Jamie's brother, I feel like his gun was silver. I have to look back at that shit. But the gun, when he shot him in the head, was black.
I still got it on Young Jack. Boy.
It could have been something, you know. Nah.
Drake got parts in that show, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna see what's up.
Yeah.
So you only seen two seasons?
Every season, it's only two seasons, isn't it? Mm-hmm. No, more than that. It's about four or five?
Yeah, but I was going to say, did you see the first ones?
I seen everything.
You said everything. Did you see the first season?
The first season of Top Boy?
Yes.
Did I just say that?
Yeah. All right.
Is that fucking
stupid? No, I'm just making sure.
I'm going
to
watch it.
You gotta search to find these episodes.
Not if you got Netflix. It's on Netflix. And the show that I was telling y'all about a couple days ago with Taye Diggs was All American. You ever watched that?
I think I did.
You ever watched that?
What is it? It's a show?
High school football. It's a show. It used to be on Channel 11.
Yo, go watch Damsel.
All American. Yo, watch
Yes, that. Yes, yes, yes,
Damsel.
Yes, 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 yes.
Damsel. Damsel.
Damsel.
It got 11 on it.
It got what? 11?
It's good.
11 episodes? 11
seasons? No, it's 11. 11 from Stranger Things. She's in Damsel.
I never
watched
Damsel. Stranger
Things. Oh, no.
Nah, it's fine. I watched Stranger Things.
I never watched it.
Damsel's number one on Netflix right now. BMF? And it's cool.
Damsel, the movie.
Yeah.
Yes, I watched it last night. It was good.
She's good, right?
She's a really good actress.
It's good.
She's on point. It's good.
Nah, hold on. Let's dive in that real quick. 1 second. Yo. Niggas shouldn't ever smoke that bit. Smoke shorty.
What you mean?
The moms of the bride, nigga. The groom.
The black
White lady with the blonde hair.
The mother of the
yeah.
Prince.
When she slashed her shit and caught the second daughter and threw her. Right.
Gotta smoke niggas. Sugar, her niggas is surviving
5,000 feet drops. You heard? However far that shit is, that shit ain't no. That shit mad fall. You see when the first shorty.
When she came back and fucked them niggas up, that's the part where I like about the movie is she came back and saved everybody.
If she wasn't Batman when she hopped on a bank, Batman and Bang, remember that shit? When a nigga was, yo nigga, when she came that second round and killed that shit, yo mind you, the nigga killed the moms and pops and all that. Mm-hmm.
It was a dragon that came and sprayed his shit. I was so happy that the mom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That bitch G'd her son. Like, yeah, you're gonna get married. You're gonna be in a castle. All of that
and
shit.
And that nigga ain't shit neither. That nigga ain't shit neither.
Taxes. None of that shit, bitch. Boom. Put the ring on her finger. Fake walk her down.
Remember, she saved the other shorty too. Go home. Leave. Just go.
Yeah, but that's at the end. But I'm just saying, like, before she led up to all of that shit.
Yeah, that's a fuck. That's fucked up.
My nigga, yo, you about to be
You fucking with this season of
nigga, they cut your hand, right? Uh-huh. And then the other person cut her hand. They connected. Now the royal blood is on you now.
Right, so
the dragon is on royal blood.
Because
like, that's all that nigga want.
Three her dragon babies.
Yeah, son. So the three people had to die. She was the first joint. The second. Nah, there's a lot of shit.
We about
going
to
on.
Get up out of here. You fucking with BMF this season?
BMF, man. Shout out to my son, fucking Lala, and all that. You heard?
I gotta binge watch this. I like to watch all of this stuff after when everybody else watches it because you know it just gives me time to
exactly.
But when y'all be on something, I wait till next Sunday to
sometimes you gotta be a busty out here.
I like being old school and waiting like week by and watching it week by week.
I'm a bad watcher.
I used to be like
nigga.
That when Power first came out. I was but now I'm just like I don't even got time for that.
I still be on my old
school. South of 50, man.
What y'all got to give to the people before we get out of here? Oh yeah, make sure y'all stay locked and loaded, man. I got the event coming up, the showcase event, April 27th, 28th. We still looking for a venue, but we got the artists, the everything. So make sure y'all look out for that. Me and Ebony J, you know what I'm saying? Don't call it a comeback showcase event. April 27th is Spliff birthday, so he a little.
I don't know what I'm at, man. Yo, love yourself and love me. You heard? Roll up.
That
bitch
didn't love
you. Put that
ass.
On the shirt, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What you got to give to your chunettes?
Chunies.
Chunies. When life give you lemons, just make lemon cake. That's it.
Lemon cake is fire.
Lemon cake? Ooh, with lemon frosting?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Beastie. That's what's up, man.
That's it.
And for Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's D-Reek and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here, man. And thank you for joining the journey. And we got a whole lot more coming, man. Like, comment, subscribe. We out of here.
Anniversary.
It's the anniversary.
Brooklyn, we did it.
We got told y'all niggas we did it, baby. We did it. BK, baby, what's up?